Page 15. Exercise E. Spotlight. Read and listen to a conversation between a father and his teenage son. Notice the spotlighted language.
Dad, I think I messed up big time today.
What happened?
Well, you know how teachers always like to put up students' artwork on the walls? So Joey and I noticed this really weird drawing of a horse.
So what? You didn't like it. That's not a crime.
True, but that's not all.
Uh-oh.
See, Mr. Rogg had to step out for a bit, and Joey, you know how he's always fooling around, he starts making fun of the drawing, acting like he's the horse.
And I suppose the class loved that.
Totally. Everyone was cracking up. Anyway, I couldn't help myself. I started joking around, too. And I guess we just kind of got carried away.
Don't tell me the kid who drew it was in that class.
No one realized it until she got up and ran out.
Wow. Her feelings must have really been hurt.
That's not the worst of it. She came back with Mr. Rogg and she was crying, which made me feel awful. I could just kick myself. I wish I'd told Joey to cut it out.
Well, it's never too late to apologize. If I were you, I'd own up to what you did and tell her how bad you feel. Take responsibility for letting things get out of hand. Maybe later you could make it up to her by buying her lunch.
You're probably right.
And it wouldn't hurt to talk to Mr. Rogg afterward, just so he knows you did the right thing.